I'm Paul Gatling, and this is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. If Arkansas voters approve a recreational marijuana use ballot question in November, an economic modeling forecast from the Arkansas Economic Development Institute says that could add $2.4 billion to the state's economy over five full years of implementation and up to 6,400 jobs by 2027. Responsible Growth Arkansas commissioned the Institute for that project. RGA is the group that worked to get the proposed amendment on the November general election ballot. If the issue is approved by voters, it would amend the existing law for medical marijuana and allow those who are at least 21 years old to buy cannabis from licensed dispensaries as early as March 2023. Arkansas voters approved a constitutional amendment in 2016 that legalized medical marijuana. We've got this story up right now over on our website, and you can find that at talkbusiness.net. We will hear from advocates on both sides of the recreational marijuana issue after the break on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking. First Security. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Arkansans will vote in November on whether or not they support the sale of recreational marijuana. In a recent episode of Capital View, Roby Brock was joined by Family Council President Jerry Cox, who is against the ballot question, and Responsible Growth Arkansas Chair Eddie Armstrong to discuss opposing viewpoints.
Gentlemen, I'm an undecided voter, so today you guys get to try to persuade me to your side of the arguments there. I'll come to you first, Eddie. A simple question. Why is this amendment good public policy?
It's good public policy, Roby, because legal cannabis is a step in the right direction for regulated consumer safety. We've spoke about this many times before. It'll be able to bring forth something that we already see in our medical program, where if you're 21 and older, you can go and purchase these products. But more importantly, we'll be bringing forth really, I think, something that's good business for Arkansas. Cancer research. We are really harping on that law enforcement support and being able to provide hopefully new funding for new additional police officers across the state of Arkansas, which is something that I think we need as we look at high-level crimes, crime in our cities right now. And then more importantly, you've seen our governor and maybe our future governor talk about this in the weeks past, job creation. This will bring forth thousands of new jobs for Arkansans. So for that, I think, and boosting our economy by bringing forth new tax revenue to the general revenue. So I think those things make this good policy, and we're hopeful that the voters will have a chance to decide that.
Well, they will have a chance to decide it. Jerry,
that's
why
right.
Is this not good public policy?
Well, I've read this amendment several times, and what people like you, Roby, who are still trying to make up their mind, need to realize is this is not just about recreational marijuana and the concept. It's about putting something in our Constitution. So when you read it, you realize, oh, there's a lot more to this than I thought. For example, the legislature can't regulate it. For example, it only taxes marijuana at about half the rate that they do in Colorado. For example, local communities can't zone it out of a certain area. And then you look at what they did with the packaging requirements for medical marijuana. They just erased a lot of that. And so I think it's very dangerous for children. They allowed unlimited amounts of THC to be infused into marijuana edibles like gummy bears and things like that. And so when you start reading this, you say, okay, I may be for marijuana, but I'm not for this amendment. And there's a big difference, and people need to realize that.
Yeah. Regulation and taxation, Eddie, does he raise some good points on that?
Absolutely, he raises some good points, but I think it's misinformation. When you look at this amendment, the work that was done and the effort that was put forth with speaking with law enforcement and the Attorney General's office and making certain that ABC had a chance to rightfully so look at exactly why the Board of Elections maybe tried to throw this off. We will be regulating packaging. That was something that we really wanted to harp upon, is making certain that we kept it out of the hands of children. The tax dollars are astounding. We were expecting only 20,000 patients to be in the medical market. We're looking at over 100,000 patients right now, and expanding that to open recreation. When we go across the state, over 190,000 people, a history-making number, signed this petition saying, in every corner of the state, we believe that we should allow for this. I think he brings up the point about the legislature not being able to regulate this. Well, we've seen just in the last legislative session many attempts to try and chime in on how they could better regulate medical marijuana programs like ours. And I think you'll start to see more of that as we move forward in the future with the legislature and ABC and the Department of Health as we wait on uniform laws from the federal government.
We did see a lot of regulation in the medical marijuana industry. It took about 3 years for that industry to even get off the ground with these regulations. Do you not feel like there's
this enough? Amendment amends the marijuana amendment and obliterates almost all of the ability for the legislature to regulate it.
That's completely
And I'm not
surprised.
True. I'm not really surprised, because you know who put this together? The marijuana industry put it together.
Well, we're going to talk
They're
about
the ones
that.
Who bought their way to the ballot, spent $2 million, hired the canvassers, and all of that. And so I ask the people, what do you think you'll get if you allow the marijuana industry to write their own amendment to our Constitution and give themselves an uncontrollable monopoly? That's what this does.
Let me let you refute his allegation that it is not going to be regulated enough, and then we're going to move on.
It was focused on the big man from the very beginning with our legal counsel at Wright Lindsey Jennings to make this responsible and well-regulated. And there were many hours spent at not just taking the opportunity to have the industry create what has been coined as a monopoly. Who else but the current industry knows this industry best? Those in the medical marijuana industry know this industry. They know the patients. We've got a BioTrack system that has been tracking and testing this through the many labs we have in our state. So they took the first approach at looking at what would be a wise way to expand our medical program into a full rec program. And it wasn't done at the guise of saying, we're going to create a monopoly just for us. Henceforth is why we're expanding the number of dispensaries, creating craft grows that will allow for lower yields, higher quality products to maybe be created. The same as you look at craft breweries, when you get good beer like Diamond Bear Beer, a home state beer company, or the guys in Helena creating our vodkas now and our gins, we have that same opportunity in cannabis, I think, when we expand this program. And then more importantly, you've got so many guardrails. ABC is regulating this. We've got several different factions of government that are making certain that we have the oversight. So it's not like we're going to go in reckless abandon here. And I think Jerry raised this point in 2016 that when we pass medical, that we may be going down a slippery slope. And we've seen only good things, I think, for the patients that have been able to benefit from it.
And that is Jerry Cox and Eddie Armstrong debating the pros and cons of recreational marijuana. It's on the ballot in Arkansas in November, and you can hear more of that interview over at talkbusiness.net. In other news this week, there is a leadership shuffle taking place at Tyson Foods. John R. Tyson will take over as chief financial officer of the company on October 2nd. Stuart Glendinning, the current CFO, will transition to Group President of Prepared Foods. And Amy Tu, currently the Chief Legal Officer and Secretary of Global Governments and Corporate Affairs, will take on the additional role of President of International and Chief Administrative Officer. America's Car-Mart and Rogers will have a new president. Former Avis Executive Douglas Campbell will fill that role starting next week. Jeff Williams will continue as the company's chief executive officer. And the new issue of the Business Journal is out this week, and on the cover, a profile of a new company in Bentonville that is raising millions to launch and develop nearly a dozen new hospitality concepts across the country. High Ground Hospitality is the name, and it is backed by several key executives, including Scott Bowman, formerly the owner of Theo's Restaurant, and longtime real estate executive and investor, Ramsey Ball. For all of those stories and more, you can visit us online at nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can follow our reporting each and every day. I'm Paul Gatling, and that's the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.